I think the position was the claims were all had a limit of $100. That was the top prize, I guess. And the question was whether you could aggregate the
claims.
Small claims for the purpose of meeting the jurisdictional requirement for class action. So that's it. I wanted to, while we think of something else that might need talking about here, I wanted to go back to the matter of judicial selection. In yesterday's conversation, this was discussed to some degree, but I would like to have your thoughts on this from the standpoint, having a nominally at least an elected judiciary, you have the problem of ever diminishing voter turnout, plus the fact that in a judicial race, usually as a fall, I think of maybe a third below the turnout, and then you have the matter of blurred or no identification. This has been pointed out by others. Do you think that this is enough in the way of a negative to overcome the virtues of popular selection of a democratically selected judiciary?
Well, I basically would say that the people who vote for the governor of the state of Michigan should be aware that he has the power to appoint, in the case of a vacancy, to any judicial position, and that if you have faith in your selection of that person, then you must also have faith in his choosing the members of the judiciary when the occasion demands. So I would not take the gubernatorial appointment away. The election that we follow after a gubernatorial appointment, of course, gives that person appointed a tremendous advantage because he is an incumbent. And anybody seeking to unseat him has a tremendous chore. We also are aware from past elections that certain names are more politically potent than others, and maybe some person had distinguished themselves at a former time and carried a name. That name by another person or another person using that name that might not have any qualifications, but it's a matter of confusing the public. And that, of course, is a byproduct of democracy, too. So I think that until a better way is pointed out, I think that we go along with our very unique system here in Michigan, and I have faith that, and I know, of course, that most persons are on the appellate bench because of appointment, gubernatorial appointment. There's only a few of us that got on in a different way, but that's because of our past experience, and I would have to say that the public knew where we came. And I speak particularly myself and Gene Mann Williams, who had served as governors of the state.
What about elections at the county level or at the circuit level?
Well, they're getting more difficult. They're getting more expensive with the advent of the television tube. It almost can be equated that the more money spent on television advertising, the better your chance of being elected, all things being equal. And so I think that at some time in the future, we might have to address that phenomena and decide whether or not we wish to change our matter of selection or of judicial figures, whether election is the best way or whether there should be a different way. But I, for one, would object to hand it over to the Bar Association. I think they have an input and they can make recommendations, but I don't think that they should be the last persons to decide.
You wouldn't have much use for a Missouri plant.
No, I don't think so. That gives a tremendous advantage to the incumbent when his name is placed before the voters and they can only vote yes or no. And there's no opposing candidate, obviously. All things being equal, a private person would be retained unless there was some outrageous action on their part that the public was aware of.
You had an interesting example of this principle in California not so many years ago.
Well, the person you're talking about is the Chief Justice, whose name was Byrd, I believe.
There were three, I think, actually, that were not retained mm-hmm. at one time. And through the court, I guess, into a... Well, you could see what it would do. First off, those are the election returns that Mr. Dooley was familiar with. And it did have an influence, I think, on the courts, what they like to talk about, chemistry.
Oh, I'm sure it would. As I recall the circumstances, however, the Bar Association, together with the media out there, had a concentrated campaign against the Chief Justice, which he was not able to overcome. And, of course, there are always regional issues that have to be considered, too. And I couldn't for the life of me tell you exactly what she did or did not do that caused such an uproar in California. Well, but I don't think it does have anything to do with the proverb or axiom that the court follows election returns. Obviously, if we elect a liberal person, he would be more inclined to appoint liberals, people that he had associated with at different times who were qualified in the law, than he would to pick someone with a completely different philosophical basis than he is. So I guess broadly speaking, yes. The court follows election return.